The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. Today's topic, once again, the coronavirus crisis, your questions and answers. We'll be here with you every Sunday throughout the crisis to try to make sense of this, try to get you on the best path possible financially. Oh, boy, we can't wait for the day where this is over with. So, again, thank you for tuning in this morning. Before we go into your questions, I'd like to recap what happened this past week, as we've been doing here now for the last number of weeks through the crisis. First, Monday and Tuesday were tough days in the market. The Dow lost about 1,200 points, bounced back on Wednesday. But the real story early this week is about oil imploding. I'm sure you've heard that on the headlines, that basically it went to negative, you know, to basically take this oil off our hands. And so for the last several weeks, there's been this whole game or chess game between U.S., Russia, and the Saudis. And, you know, Saudis and Russia maintain they're going to continue to increase supply of oil. And, you know, it was kind of back and forth. Finally get to an agreement whether they'll actually fulfill it or not is a whole different thing. But they're actually going to cut production, which kind of makes sense. Because the real problem here, you remember Economics 101, it's supply and demand. We have a demand problem with oil, guys. That's what it is. I mean, look, planes are grounded. We're grounded. We're not driving around. Look, Memorial Day week, Memorial Day to Labor Day is the busiest time of the year for American roads, and you know, let's see what happens this year. But certainly the demand for oil, and look, I like to pay low oil and gas prices too at the pump, but at the same token, I think at this point I'd rather pay a little bit more and be back to work and or normalcy. But you know, oil, as I've seen it over the many years, is a proxy for global growth and global trade. And so there's a kind of an equilibrium where it works for both. Now, down at $15 a barrel, $10 a barrel, heck, it costs $30, $40 a barrel to get it out of the ground. And my concern and others' concerns, of course, is a lot more unemployment in this area, from the fracking business to oil diversified businesses, oil exploration businesses, all these, gosh, probably in the millions of employees. There seems to be a right balance around $55 to $60 a barrel where consumers like us, when we go to the gas pump, see like $3.20 a gallon, $3 a gallon, and you know, the oil business is doing pretty well and not laying people off and, you know, can make a profit and so forth. You know, you start getting into the 20s, now they start losing it. Again, it does help us as consumers going to the gas pump. But like I said, the trade-off is, you know, the oil is really a proxy for global growth, global trade. And you can see where oil is and what's happening with global growth. There's lack thereof. So that's one of the biggest reasons why the market dropped suddenly Monday and Tuesday. Again, the algorithms do their things, but no one has ever seen oil less than zero. I mean, I don't know what computer programs do with those type of things, but you know, take it off. So the June contracts are coming up now. They have July contracts, so forth and so on. But there's a big cost of actually storing this, and that's the problem we're hearing now. There's just a glut of oil right now. They don't know where to put it, and that's why it's minus, you know, per or negative. Because it costs, you know, money to deliver it, it costs money to store it, and that's why they're actually gave away oil in April here. So pretty crazy stuff. And that led to a lot of oil dislocation. And that's what's happening here with this coronavirus crisis. As soon as you start thinking, geez, you know, you figure this out or what's going to happen next, then oil takes another leg down. And then with that, a whole bunch of other things happen. There's so many dislocations happening, dominoes flipping over way far from the source. So unfortunately, that's what happened. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney. Mahoney Asset Management. You can find me here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Today's topic, the coronavirus crisis, your questions and answers. And the first question, with so many layoffs, how come the stock market didn't crash? Well, it actually did crash. It did crash about a month ago when it went from 29,000 setting records down to 18,000 and change. Actually, that's the fastest it's ever gone from setting records to a bear market. Bear market was down 20% before it took a trip all the way down to 18,000. But a bear market is actually once you're over 20% declines. And so we went from a full-on bull market, setting records, coronavirus pops up, starts spreading around the world. Remember, it was just in China. Then we woke up and found it was Italy. Then it was in Iran and started popping around. And the market obviously just sold off sharply. But it took 17 trading days to go from setting records to a bear market. It's unprecedented. It's just crazy. Usually it takes 230 days. History's shown us go from setting records to a bear market, 230 trading days. It's kind of like Name That Tune. Remember that little TV show? Well, we did that in 17 trading days, and that's why it's been so vicious. So the question is, with so many layoffs, how come the stock market didn't crash? Well, it did crash. Again, it's now bounced back. And yes, there is a disconnect. The disconnect here is that the economy is beyond weak. I mean, I don't know what thesaurus word you want to use. Look, it's being propped up by the Federal Reserve and their things that coordination of what they're doing, along with the Treasury Secretary, Congress, you know, keep adding more billions, trillions onto this whole thing. And then we're looking at the market did rally, and that rally, we don't know how long it's going to last. The rally did happen last 2 weeks, not this week. This week we're down. But if you look at it, the goal is to try to get money out of money markets earning zero, basically. In some cases, people are concerned about going to negative rates, as crazy that sounds, and into more risk assets. And, of course, people don't have that appetite here. So, look, there is a disconnect between the layoffs and the market. The market, you know, sitting around 23,000 and change versus, you know, the unemployment, which comes in. This past week was 4 million. On top of that, we had 6 million, 6 million the prior weeks. The last 4 weeks, trailing 4 weeks, 22 million. 22 million Americans filing claims. And you may be one of them that are tuning in. The silver lining to all this, because there's so many comparisons to the 1930s and what's happening now. 1930s, unemployment rate went up double digits, 15, 20, 25%. And you've seen all those pictures of food lines and those type of things. What is expected here, the economy can open up in stages, and rather quickly. You can't do this forever. Then you can see the economy snap back and people get back to work. So this, we believe right now, it is short term. Why we see these hideous numbers every week and all these people that are losing their jobs, and you know, very sad to see all this. At the same token, this is not the 1930s, I don't believe, because I believe once the economy can start opening stages, we'll start seeing that. How do you think this will play out? Well, it's always hard to know. It's kind of going like, you know, it's not going to go A, B, C, D, E, F, G. We've never done this before. The playbook gets written every day of the week. So I think it's going to go something like A, then G, then back to B, then G, and something weird happening in L. And I think that's why we're going to have a lot of fits and starts, why the market's going to be very volatile. And we're going to give you strategies about the volatility we're going to see in the market. Because while the market's volatile, we don't want you to be volatile. We want you to be kind of, you know, clear head, think through this, think about beyond the crisis, many years down the road for your retirement and so forth. So we're going to try to give those strategies at this break. So hold on, I'll be right back right after these messages.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for your finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book, as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. You'll find us every Sunday morning right around this time, 6 a.m. to 6:30. You just heard our friend Mike Bennett offer my book for free. The first 20 callers will get that book, 10 Things to Do Before You Retire. So it's 845-371-0101. 0101. Obviously, there's a lot of craziness that's going on. I hope you're staying safe. I hope your friends and family, I pray for all this to be over with. We're all taking on different projects. I'm actually trying gardening this year. Wish me luck. Give me some hints if you can. Though my father grew up, where I grew up, my father did a lot of gardening. I should remember some of the things. But I say this because we're taking on new projects. Maybe, you know, looking at retirement more closely now with everything that's going on, having this downtime, maybe something you may want to do. So one of the things may spark that is the book, 10 Things You Do Before You Retire, 845-371-0101. Be sure to be asked to get on a newsletter list. We put a newsletter out every Tuesday, dissecting the markets, what's going on with the economy. Try to simplify the complex world to make you a better investor. So 845-371-0101 for your book and newsletter. And also one last thought about this. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here. Now, prior to the crisis, we would cover retirement planning. We would cover, Social Security. We'd cover wills, planning, you know, estate planning, insurances, all those type of things. And they're all in the book. 10 chapters, 10 things you must do before you retire. I think of it as the best of a book. It's my ninth book. I compiled it and make it as simple as possible. The end of each chapter, well, there's an action plan. You have to kind of check off boxes that you did these things. Not just about reading about these things. So again, phone number for this book. I'm going to get it to you. Early bird gets the worm. I know you can do it. You can be the first 20 callers. 845-371-0101. Stay tuned. Right after our show, we're going to have Casey. Casey's going to have the Health and Happiness Show up next. And so from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. on Sunday morning, we're going to try to make you healthy, wealthy, and wise out real quick. Also, man, WHD, I've got the Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25 on the famous Mike and Casey Show. So right after traffic, around 8:25, I'll tell you what happened with the national news, national markets, Hudson Valley Business News, Hudson Valley Business Index, right there around 8:25, Monday through Friday. Then on the way home, on the way home drive time, I hope you're driving home. That's nice to know that you're working. You're an essential worker. If you're an essential worker, thank you for the work that you're doing. Making us stay at home, stay remotely, so we can kind of spread out this virus, spread out the curve, so to speak. But around 5:15 on Andy Bale's show, Bill Kugel, he's got you covered there from Mahoney Asset Management, covering the national business news, the indexes, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, the local business index as well. Anything happen in Hudson Valley business news, we got you covered right there. So Monday through Friday, got you covered. 8:25 in the morning, 5:15 p.m. right here on WHUD. And of course, Saturday, we take a break, and Sunday, right back at it again. Today's topic, the coronavirus crisis, your questions and answers. Right before the break, we're answering a question. How do you think this will play out? And I say, well, it won't be a straight line, though. I guess anybody could predict that. It won't go A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It's going to go A, then G, then B, and God knows the way this is all going to take. And I kind of think the analogy is like if you've ever been in your office, you tripped over a cord, and next thing your computer went off, you're like, oh, okay, that's what they call a hard reboot. You know, you didn't power it down, you didn't kind of save things, it just happened. Our economy, again, I can't imagine anything like this. No one can imagine anything. I mean, we're living like in a science fiction world, all the things that we're doing right now, but no one can imagine the economy just shutting off on all levels, all at one time. And that's really what happened here, just all at one time. Boom, that was it, done. Just like your computer. So when we turn back the computer, like we turn on the economy, we're going to find some of the programs that were running well, just like we were on a computer, just like the economy was running. We're going to find some things that are partially running on our computer, in this case, the analogy, you know, of our economy. Some things, okay, it's not like it was, but partially. And we're going to find some things that are just lost, just like, you know, again, that you reboot the computer, you lost that file, you lost that document, and you just can't find it ever again. And unfortunately, there's going to be parts of the economy that are going to change so much and they're going to resemble anything. I mean, we're going to mark this 2020, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, like pre-2020, post-2020, what you did, what's happening. So there's a huge, huge change. I keep on hearing that there's another question. You know, I keep on hearing about the market going back to retest. And I've said that a lot on the show. A retest meaning, you know, the market went down, it bounced like it did or it's doing. And then it goes back to retest that low. The low is around 18,000 or so in the Dow. I have said that a number of times here on the show that I think that can happen. And I'm not the only one that said that because the pattern of like 2008, 2009, September 11th, the dot-com crash, 1987, is that the market went down, it bounced, and went back down again. The only thing's a little bit different this time, and I have a little bit different opinion on this from just a few weeks ago, where I thought that was going to be the way it's going to go. We may not have to go all the way down to 18,000 and change, because the Federal Reserve now is buying everything. Again, there's a moral hazard there. That's a topic for another show. But now they're talking about buying high-yield bonds that are yielding, you know, high yields, and some cases are just considered investment grade or below investment grade. And so, you know, the Federal Reserve is buying back, you know, mortgage bonds, mortgage paper, commercial paper, buying high yield, what makes them think they're not going to buy stocks? I'm not suggesting they do that, but that's what the market's kind of figured out, that there's some type of safety net there, because since the Federal Reserve is increasing the balance sheet, I know this is kind of complicated, but buying all these different instruments, bonds and everything else, who's to say they're not going to start buying stocks? So it is possible we may have to go back down to the lows, because it's how these things work. It's more about emotion than fundamentals. I don't know what would trigger that. I don't even want to think about what would trigger that to go down to those levels again. I hope that's not the case, because now we put up a whole bunch of more cushion, a whole bunch more of a safety net between what the Treasury Secretary is doing, between what Congress is doing, including passing a new $400-some billion for small business owners, what the Federal Reserve is doing so companies can raise money in the private market without going directly to the Fed, because the Fed is cushioning the blow as well. So again, we'll see what happens. We're going to watch this very closely. Will the market go back to 18,200? I hope not. I hope not. Best areas to invest? Well, coming into the virus, before the virus, it was technology. Technology was our leader. And you think about the use of technology, more companies going to the cloud. We're using it more and more. Everything is on a little mobile phone, smartphones as they call it, apps, this, that, everything else. And think about it. After the coronavirus, more money and investment into technology, because now we're working more remotely, the stay-home economy, you know, the Netflixes of the world, the Amazons of the world, all these type of things all happening at the same time, that I believe it's going to be technology and healthcare are the two leaders that are going to emerge out of this. Now, again, technology was always a leader going into it. Healthcare wasn't necessarily a leader going into this crisis, but will definitely be a beneficiary in a way out. We'll be right back after this message, and we'll continue our thoughts on the best areas to invest, technology, healthcare.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for your finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book, as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, the coronavirus crisis, your questions and answers. Before we get to more questions and more answers, we want to thank Mike Bennett for offering our book, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Here we go. First 20 callers will get this book for free. Early bird gets the worm. And when you call, though, also ask for a newsletter, which goes out every Tuesday night, tries to break down what's happening with the economy, the markets, and this volatile markets. I urge you to get that. So 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. A book sells on Amazon for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. That's you. 845-371-0101. I'm hearing people doing more things, exercising at home and starting gardens, which we're trying to do ourselves, doing different projects. Maybe this is a project for you to really take a serious look at. You may be 5 years from retirement, 10 years from retirement, knocking at the door a year or two from retirement. Well, we covered all in that book, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. 10 chapters, all outlining things you can do. And at the end of each chapter, a little box, check off before you go to the next chapter. So 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. 1-800-GPS-01. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, the famous Mike and Casey. Health and Happiness Show coming up next at 6:30. So between 6 and 7 every Sunday, we're going to try to make you healthy, wealthy, and wise hour. I'll also give you the Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25, right after traffic in the morning. Unfortunately, not too much traffic. That's crazy. It sounds like I hate traffic. I would love now to get in my car and sit in traffic, knowing that we're all back to normalcy. And then on the way home around 5:15 on the Andy Bale Show, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Manager. Got you covered there too. National business news, the indexes, Dow Jones, S&P, NASDAQ, local business indexes, Hudson Valley Index, Hudson Valley Business News. So we got you covered there. For more information about Mahoney Asset Management, archived articles, I'm frequently on Fox Business. I was on this past week. All the TV segments there, all the radio shows. Again, sometimes you can tune in, sometimes you can't. They're all archived there as well. Our newsletters, our articles, all right there, MahoneyGPS.com. Check us out. So right before the break, we were talking about the best areas to invest. I have to be very careful about getting too specific because it's disclaimer. Regulators. But we won't go into regulators right now, what they're not doing to help us up this market. But I have to be really careful because I don't know who you are and I can't make specific recommendations. But the areas, broad stroke areas, seem pretty obvious to me. Technology and healthcare. And yet, a lot of investors are still trying to catch the U-turn on cruise lines and airlines and oil companies. And, you know, it's like watching quicksand. And the opportunity cost, you know, it's like follow the leader. We're following the leader, the leader. Okay, I probably broke your ears there. But that's what we're doing. We're following the leaders. The leaders with technology coming into it, coming out of this. We have more use of technology, more networking we're going to need in this kind of stay-home economy, remote economy. Again, I give you two examples of stocks, not to buy them. Again, disclaimer. Someone will buy them, and the stock will go down, and they'll write me letters. You know, this is just an example that if you think about it, the stay-home economy now, if you want to watch movies, is Netflix. Netflix signed up 16 million subscribers the first quarter. I'm not telling you to buy the stock. I'm just saying to take a look at how we're changing, how technology's changing. Netflix was doing really well prior to the coronavirus. They'll probably do better now going forward. Maybe movies now get released not only on the big screen because people may not want to sit around each other, they may get actually released on a small screen like your iPad. So that may be happening there too. Amazon, as you can imagine, you know, with all the craziness going on, all the stores being closed, we want to support our local businesses for sure. But I see more and more boxes around our neighborhood. Some people probably using Amazon for the first time. They also have a division called the Cloud Division for storing. You may have some companies you may know, some very big companies, that store to the cloud, and Amazon is a beneficiary of that as well. Again, I'm not recommending Amazon. Just as an example, these are leaders. These are stocks and companies that are doing very well in technology. Healthcare. If you think about different administrations over the decades, you know, some come in and say, I want to strengthen the military, and you see a whole bunch of military stocks go higher. And you'll see like government spending has a lot to do with these specific sectors and so forth. No doubt, once we get past the crisis, not only our country, but countries around the world are never going to get caught short like this again. They're going to be stockpiling. You're going to hear the word stockpiling. There's no dollar amount that they won't spend on healthcare. And a lot of healthcare companies, I'm not going to give you any specific ones, you can do your own research, but there'll be some specific companies that are going to benefit from this, from pharmaceuticals to biopharmaceuticals to health equipment to all kinds of medical devices to even those companies who just make very simple needles. We're going to put tens of billions, probably hundreds in our country, probably hundreds of billions of dollars, some type of bill will be passed down the road and talk about this very topic. So again, you have to watch governments over time. They change, of course. Some administrations bring in more money to militaries, and then you see military stocks do well, or defense contractors do well. You've seen other administrations with other areas are more of a benefit, like environment. And whoever wins this next election, but even probably before that, there will be a huge amount of money being spent on healthcare. A lot. I mean, there's going to be no dollar amount to make sure that our healthcare is at its top, that our shelves are not empty, that we have all these type of things. So that's really important. Next question, strategies for your 401k. We only have a few minutes, or a few seconds. So again, continue to dollar cost average if you can, if you don't need the money. That's your 401k is 403b. The market goes way up, you know, take some chips off the table. So when the market goes down, has a big whoosh down, you'll have some chips to work with. You'll have some flexibility. So I think that's really important to kind of think about that. If you need to access, you're not working, you can access your 401k and 403b prior to 59 and a half now because of coronavirus. I can ask your accountant about that. But you can borrow up to $100,000, not get hit the 10% penalty, and have 3 years to pay it back. Again, that's a mouthful right there. There's a lot going on. But until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and very, very healthy. Stay safe. I'll be here with you next week. We'll get through this crisis together. Take care.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.